Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
On dating apps at this point, we've said this not long ago, like when you start looking at dating apps, I noticed very quickly a lot of, and I only saw women's profiles because that's where I was fishing,
yeah,
so to speak. But a lot of them are like, God, I hate this. Why am I here? And I
there's a lot of that,
and,
yeah.
And Kelly said that men are a lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I saw this weekend, and it's dating app conversations that went south. And I think this is why a lot of people hate them, because this is pretty common. So this person matched with someone, and the person, after they made some small talk, wrote, truth or dare. Kind of playful, right?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So they said, truth. And then he responded with kind of a weird question, but do you have big areolas?
Oh, okay. Well, get right to the point.
Wow. I mean, but that is.
You like them the size of Hershey Kisses or bologna?
They added LOL, so it's okay.
You never heard that before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Yeah. Everybody's nipples are different. Did you know, guys, that if you ever want to match your lipstick perfectly, you just get your nipple color? So all you have to do is go to Sephora, lift your shirt up, and be like, can you match this for me? And they'll do it.
Hmm.
Well, guys are allowed to do that. Ladies, you can't do that.
That's how I get my lip liner.
Yeah. See, Hot Wings knows. Mm-hmm. Dead ass serious. Your nipples, the color of your nipples is the color that's best for lipstick.
Is this a real thing?
I'm for real.
I thought
I'm
the color
real.
Of your lips, like, naturally were the same color as your... Or maybe it's your nipples match your privates.
Definitely not.
Oh. Do the walls match the floors?
I think.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be looking in the mirror today.
I think
I'll get
so.
Back to you tomorrow.
Do the doorknobs match the kitchen poles?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. Listen to this one. This is a guy's bio on Hinge.
Okay.
Women are terrible. I hate all of you. Some guy rejects you who you don't know, and you take it personal. I don't have time to waste. Let's go on a freaking date because I'm not texting you for 2 weeks. Worst case is you lose 30 minutes of your precious life. My interests, Netflix, motorcycling, binge watching, and trying new things.
Boy, who clicks on that profile?
I probably would have just to be like, what does this guy look like?
Well, I would click on it to look at it, but I wouldn't swipe if I were a lady. If that was a lady's profile and I was a guy looking, I'd go, nope.
See, that's the type of honesty that could be put so much better. It's even like it's those and then the ones that are pathetic. Like, oh, I keep putting my heart out there and everybody just keeps crushing me or whatever. There are ways to say, hey, I'm a hopeless romantic and I'm going to give you my all. So if you're not up for that, please don't message me.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to take somebody out on a date and wine and dine them and fall in love in 3 days. Like, if that's the type of person you are and you're going to give it your all, you got to put that out on a dating app.
Right.
But not in a way that makes you sound like an ass.
No.
Nobody's going to click on
there
that.
There are ways to say those things without being a negative butthole about
it.
Yeah.
But, man, you are jarred over there.
Well, yeah, saying some guy rejects you and you don't know and you take it personal sounds like somebody who got rejected. And is taking it extraordinarily personal.
Without question.
Women are terrible. I hate all of you. Wow. You are someone I'd like to introduce to my mom.
But you know that works on some people. Like, there's that certain personality type that's like, oh, there's a challenge.
Yeah. So how'd you meet? Oh, funny story.
Yeah.
I saw his opening line.
And it really appealed to me.
On my wife's bio, she wrote something like, you know, hey, I'm going through a divorce and I have three kids and I'm living at my dad's house. So don't all swipe right now. And one of the reasons that she started talking to me is I was one of the few that didn't write and go, oh, honey, it'll be better. Or, hey, want to bang? I chose a line in between there. Mm-hmm. And it really worked out.
Bold move.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This turn of events, she writes, hey, how's it going? He writes, nothing much. Horny as F. Bleep me, baby.
All right. Well, that's somebody else who's being pretty aggressive about what they need. There's other websites for that. Adult Friend Finder. You don't have to be
Tinder.
Yeah, is Tinder the Adult Friend Finder now?
I mean, I assume so. Yeah. I assume that's I never had a Tinder profile, but I assume isn't that more of the like, hey, like let's hook up now?
Yeah.
Why are you asking Hot Wings that? You're from a generation that used Tinder, not Hot Wings. Hot Wings is still like pen pals and hot air balloons.
I know, but the older creepy guy that I lived with for like 3 months knew about Adult Friend Finder, so I figured maybe Hot Wings.
You know, I was never on Adult Friend Finder, but thanks.
I'm just kidding. You know, I don't know
Hot Wings was more like a want ads kind of guy. Like, need a gal, also a cord of wood.
Yeah.
Used Pennzoil.
Yeah, people still look at those. Classifieds, right?
But there are ways to also put that in your profile too, where it's like, hey, this is strictly a hookup thing for me, without coming across like you're a horny pervert that's gonna be aggressive in the DMs.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you put it right on there. It's like looking for a relationship, looking for, you know, friends, looking for whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can indicate that already anyway.
Yeah. This text from Wisconsin. My go-to first line on dating apps is to encourage people to choose your own adventure. They can pick a fun fact, a dad joke, or a roast. Most people choose roast right out of the gate. That's
wow.
That's a good open.
Yeah.
Roast is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You better be careful.
You got to be careful.
I might be really good at roasting, and you might feel bad about yourself.
I've seen the TikTok compilation videos of girls and guys that have done that for people, and it's true. Well, when the ones they pick for the video are always the roast.
Yeah.
And, man, people are good. It made me feel like when I was single and going through dating apps, you always try to be a little bit, you know, catchy and funny and want to keep their attention. But some of the stuff people were saying with a roast, I thought to myself, there's no way I'm that funny. I could have never thought of that.
Right?
I had never gone through their pictures and done that or said it to somebody truthfully. It feels like it would hurt. Feel like a little troll.
This one on Hinge, if you've never used it, it has like prompts that will help you write your profile or whatever. So one of them is like a card you can put on your profile that says, the key to my heart is, and then you fill it out with what you want that to be.
My vagina.
Okay.
This person went in a different direction than Kelly's vagina, or Virginia, as I nearly said, much, much more closely than I would have thought that would happen. Emotional intimacy plus mutual understanding and acceptance. A man replied, and I'm not trying to throw the men under the bus. It just happens that
men are usually
More lunkheaded.
Yeah. More examples.
A man. Yeah, there's a lot more examples.
Yeah.
A man wrote, that's a pretty high bar for the average man. Good luck.
A pretty high bar. Well, I guess maybe it is a high bar for the average man.
Does he think she's going to go, oh, you're right. Why don't you come over, Neanderthal?
Mm-hmm.
I'll lower my expectations for you. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, here's this one is a guy writes, hey, what's up? She writes, want to make my night? He said, sure. What can I do to help? You know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
She wrote, can you Uber Eats me breakfast, please? He wrote, are we going to share it? She said, I'm babysitting, so it would be for me. Is that a problem? He writes, I only pay for a girl's food on a date. If you want to go on a night out with me, then I'll pay for your meal. But I'm not Uber Eatsing you something before we've even met. Damn.
That's a pretty big ask.
It's a good try, though.
Give it a shot.
Ask and you get, don't and you won't.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.